With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump started making his closing campaign argument at New York's Madison Square Garden last night.
The rally attracted thousands of people both inside and outside the iconic arena as the former president took aim at his opponent.
On issue after issue, Kamala broke it, but I will fix it.
Trump also offered a new proposal, a tax credit for family caregivers. Greg Clugston, New York.
The campaign is distancing itself from a controversial remark at the rally by a comedian who described the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as a floating island of trash. A spokesperson said the joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. Both Trump and Harris have been campaigning hard in Michigan, and the University of Michigan's professor Jenna Bednar says it's not just because of that state's 15 electoral votes.
If you fail to appeal to some of the things that Michigan cares a lot about, then that means for sure you're failing to appeal to Wisconsin. And you're failing to appeal to Pennsylvania. And you may be failing to appeal to North Carolina.
And the Israeli military today says it has detained about 100 suspected Hamas fighters after raided a hospital in northern Gaza.
Today, an Israeli general told journalists that some Hamas fighters had disguised themselves as medics and that weapons and intelligence documents had been found during the military raid. The intensity of Israel's offensive in Gaza is likely to have an impact on efforts to restart negotiations with Hamas via mediators.
That's BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. Much of the violence threatening Israel coming now in conjunction with or under the cover of aid for Palestinians. Now Israeli lawmakers are set to vote on a pair of bills to place new restrictions on the UN agency responsible for distribution of aid in Gaza. The bills would strip the agency of its legal immunities and limit its ability to support Palestinians in East Jerusalem. This is SRN News. The Archbishop of Canterbury sparks outrage in the Church of England.
The denomination is already embroiled in a battle over gay marriage, and Dr. Justin Welby has shocked some of the faithful for stating that he does not believe homosexuality is sinful so long as it takes place within the confines of, quote, a committed relationship. The Archbishop made his comments on a British podcast. The Church of England Evangelical Council calls this statement, quote, devastating because it marks a clear departure from the doctrine of the Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. Boeing is looking to raise up to approximately $19 billion in a new stock offering as the aerospace giant, dealing with a contentious strike, faces liquidity issues. Volkswagen reportedly is closing several plants overseas. More on that from correspondent Rita Foley.
Volkswagen plans to close at least three plants in Germany, according to the head of the company's works council, who said VW also plans cuts at other sites. The workers are pledging to resist the plans, calling them cutback fantasies and not reasonable concepts for the future. VW isn't revealing any details, but in a statement, the company calls the situation serious. VW says it does not appear it will meet its cost savings target by 2026. European automakers are facing increased competition from inexpensive Chinese electric cars. I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.